good to start off with a first win in our renovated stadium, and the crowd was electric. It was a great way to start. I know the atmosphere was strong. Our guys felt it. They definitely brought the energy, and was really glad to come out with obviously getting that first win. After viewing the game film, I mean, the good news is we've got a lot of improving to do. We made plenty of mistakes and got a long way to go. But our guys came in here Sunday. They saw that. They put the film to bed. They understand the improvements have got to happen for this football team to be playing its best football late in the year. We got to continue to worry about ourselves. We got to continue to get that 1% better every day, and that's our mindset. And I know we're going to travel to Colorado State this week, and we're going to play a team that is definitely hungry. They're a team that's got their back against the wall, and they're going to come out fighting. And we know we're going to get their absolute best. And they played two really talented football teams in Hawaii, which beat a sound Navy team, and they played a Colorado last week, which with all their guys coming back and the speed they have, the skill guys, they have not played two easy opponents. It's been very challenging for them, and I know Coach Bogle will have those guys ready to go, and this will be a great opportunity for them and for us.
Start things off with Tom Murphy, the Arkansas Democrat Gazette.
Good morning, Chad. I wanted to ask you about part of Samuel, the quarterback, what you think of him and what they're trying to do offensively, and in particular, the screen game, defending the screen game, if that was a concern from last week.
Yeah, the screen game's going to continue to show up until we stop it. And, that's something that we've been working on and have been working on all through camp. And it's there's a technique in playing the screen and understanding how to read it and have your D lineman drop out of it. So yeah, we know we're going to get plenty of that this week again, especially in some third and long situations. But Carter Samuels is very talented. He's a tough player. He's a really good player. He's accurate. And the one thing that really stood out to me after watching him, and especially in the Hawaii game where he broke his school record with over 540 yards passing. This guy is he's a winner, and he's doing his part and wants to get this team back. And he's got some very talented receivers, and Preston Williams and the Johnson kid that he can get the ball to. So we know we're going to get his absolute best as well.
And also, I want to ask you about your O-line a little bit. Practice yesterday, looks like Austin Capps might have rotated in some with the ones. I was going to ask how Shane Clinton is doing, and if you think Capps and Noah Gatlin maybe get more reps this week.
Yeah, they're both going to get more reps this week, and Shane's coming on, and we expect him to be okay. But both of those young men, Noah and Austin, we'll see reps this week.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. Next, we have Nate Allen. Nate Allen Sports.
And just as far as Trevin Callaway, how you feel he responded to both his pluses and minuses last week, and with Pulley on the other side, I mean, you just figure that Colorado State will come after him on Saturday.
Well, and that's something we talk about, Nate, all the time, is that until you do something to stop it, they're going to keep kind of exposure. And Trevin's very aware of that. He understands that that's going to happen, especially with Ryan on the other side. Shevin's got to just keep getting better. He's got to keep focusing in on his technique, and his two main busts the other night was his technique was very poor. And he had played really well up into that point, causing a couple of fumbles and recovering two fumbles and causing one. So he's got to stay focused on that. That happens a lot when you play young guys. And, they want to go back to sometimes what they did in high school, and that would let their talent carry them. But at this level, you've got to really work your technique and understand what's being asked of you.
Thanks.
Uh-huh. This is Lyles, Fort Worth Collins.
Yeah, Coach, I wanted to ask you just a little bit about kind of how you keep your team up for coming to face an 0-2 team and probably the smallest crowd that an Arkansas team will have played against in a long, long time with a capacity of only 41,000, even if they pack the place. How do you keep your team up for that and make sure that they're on their game?
Well, first of all, the thing that we all fully understand in this game and been in a long time we're walking into a very tough situation. I've known Coach Bobo for a while. He'll have his team ready to go. He's an outstanding football coach. He's very innovative. They're going to go back to basics, and those guys are going to be ready. And it doesn't take our guys long to watch the film from last Saturday to understand that we are far, far, far from thinking that we've arrived. We made enough mistakes to cover the entire season. We've got to go back in ourselves and focus on how we've got to get better, how we've got to be the best Arkansas Razorback football team. And that's the message you bring to your team each week is just as they're going back and saying, hey, they got to fix themselves. We're in the same position. We've got to go back and fix ourselves. We've got to go back and get some things that we had too many MAs last week. And our attention has got to be on our alignment, our assignment, our techniques, and worried about the best Arkansas Razorback team we can possibly be, because we know without a doubt that we're going to get the absolute best Colorado State that they've had to this point in time this year.
Do you have to limit the amount of film you show them of the Colorado State defense just because the defense has really not played very well? Do you worry about that some? You want to give them the recognition, but maybe not show too many people running through them?
No, I mean, we're going to prepare as we would prepare for every opponent. You know, we're going to first take a look at ourselves and see the deficiencies. I think when you look at the way our inability to run the football last week, I think that, you have to start with yourself, and you got to look and say, look, until we can improve this, it doesn't matter who we play against. We've got to play with better pad level. We got to come off the football and strike people. We got to be able to move double teams. Those are things that we've got to do, and then show them the personnel, show them the opponents, and again, knowing that they have played against two really good opponents now, and that's the message that you carry to your team is, Colorado, with all those guys coming back and the speed they have and the way that they attacked Colorado State and the way Hawaii did some things, that they're two really good football teams that Colorado State's played this year.
Yeah, thanks.
This is Bob Holt, the Arkansas Democrat Gazette.
Hey, Chad, how you doing today?
Hey, Bob.
I'm just wondering how Randy Ramsey and Dre Greenlaw are doing, kind of what their status is for the game.
Yeah, well, right now we're day-to-day with those guys and, trying to keep them in condition and shape and hope to see where they stand out there today. But right now we're day-to-day with those guys.
Okay. And I think I saw Jeremy Patton tweet something about being a captain. I was wondering if you could mention who the captains are going to be this week.
Yeah, we got Michael Taylor, Armand Weiss, Brian Wallace, and Jeremy Patton. And what I'll try to do is try to rotate through all my seniors before we get in and select the permanent captains for the year.
Coach, I'll finish you up with Steve Moulton at WDZN.
Hey, Coach, good morning.
Good morning.
Was wondering what memories you have with you from the Georgia-Clemson 2013 matchup. That was, of course, you and Mike Bobo matching up.
Yeah, both the we played them back-to-back years, one there in Death Valley and the other at Georgia. And we wound up splitting with them both. But great battles. Both games were great battles. Both games were decided right there in that fourth quarter and back and forth, and just the atmosphere, you had two well-coached football teams, and a lot of talent on the field. It was a lot of fun to go against each other.
And have you had a chance to reach out to Coach Bobo? Do you know how he's doing health-wise?
Well, just following through the media and just through the lines of the coaching profession, I have not talked to Mike personally and look forward to visiting with him. But thoughts and prayers have gone out to him and his family and during the month of August and during all this. And I know it's been a challenge to him and his team and players and, or coaches. But as all head coaches do, you always have a plan. And I know Coach has had a great plan. And the last thing he wants someone to do is worry about him. And I know he's excited to be back down on that sidelines. And I know his players are as well.
Thank you, Coach.
You bet.
Coach, thank you for your time.
You bet. Thank you.